Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show is brought to you by Target. Okay, we know summer just got started, but it's really time to think of back to school parents instead of dealing with the shopping rush in August and September. So check out the back to school daily deals located in the show notes, or you can head on over to ninababel.com/podcast, and you're going to look for the Target shopping link located under episode number 29. To the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and I help both men and women celebrate embarrassment in their lives. And there's no manual on this, so that's why women have to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray-cray. I share what women and men are thinking, but you know what? Y'all ain't saying nothing out loud, so I have to do it for you. But here's the dealio. Because most of you are too shy, nervy, or embarrassed to ask, you're going to think that my stories are a little cray-cray, edgy, or even taboo-ish. But one rule of my podcast is we overshare. Girly Nation, are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
My hand is raised. How about yours? So I took a little break because this past week I attended Podcast Movement in Chicago. This is an annual conference for podcasters around the world to network and share our brands together with our peers. And for me, it was really comforting to see firsthand both men and women react to my brand and message of celebrating embarrassment. It was all good, which reinforces and validates my mission to all my listeners. But you know what's even better? It just continues to be organic. Without fail, when I talk to total strangers, particularly in the case of men, they just start telling me their personal stories. And then 10 minutes later, they stop themselves in their track and they say, "Why am I telling you this?" And I have to laugh and show this smirk on my face and innocently say, "I don't know." But it's that natural effect that I seem to have on people. I create that comfort zone and safe place for them to just let their guard down without any judgment. So I just wanted to say thank you to all my past guests who have let their hair down and shown their vulnerability. I talk to people at their most purest moments with no filter. And each of you reach deep down inside to express your innermost feelings and emotions about your personal life, real experiences. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate all of it. If there's anyone out there listening for the first, second, or third time or more, I need your 5-star rating and review after you listen to any of my episodes by clicking the ratings and reviews section in iTunes or Stitcher. Yo, you all are listening, but you're forgetting to leave a review. It's easy breezy 1, 2, 3. Let me walk you through it. Select 5 stars and click the write a review link. Log into your iTunes or Stitcher account. Enter the title and description of your review. Then press submit. Voila! In today's episode, I got another fun topic. So you'll realize, again, there's no manual other than what was impressed upon us as children. But as we mature, we realize the cheeky rules of life. And the key word there is cheeky. Have you ever wondered why you put on that specific pair of underwear? Or maybe even considered that you wear a certain kind as a display of your own personality? I'm uncovering a buttload of fun with women's panty personalities. It's the first thing we put on every day, and most of all, it's a personal decision. There are no underwear rules either. It's all based on personal preference for one reason or another. In this episode, you're going to hear 5 things. Number 1, being matchy-matchy, or not. Number 2, types of underwears that she likes. Number 3, wedgie confessions. Number 4, underwear scents. Number 5, do guys really care? Unlike men, women have different types of underwear for different occasions and different outfits, in case you didn't know. Her underwear preference has a lot to do with her body type and knowing what underwear complements so it doesn't crinkle, bunch, or result in a wedgie.
First, let me set up the scene. The matchy, matchy girl. I asked Candace about the importance of wearing matching bras and panties, or not.
Those experiences, again, didn't start happening until I lived here and actually after Shane. The first example I can remember is a coworker. We were in the gym, and she said, "Don't you ever again wear mixed match panty and bra." And I was like, "What?" Because I think I had on a multicolored panty and a black bra.
Right.
She was just like, I was like, "But it's a multicolored panty." She was like, "Well, choose a color and fit a bra."
So my story is I always match my underwear with the expectations of a special occasion. It could be or range from going to the doctor to knowing I have a sexy evening ahead, which in turn helps me get some booty when necessary. It's not necessarily an everyday thing either. But when I do match my underwear with any kind of decorative hint of lace, string, bows, or cutouts, I mean business. It's intentional. If I am out with my man and I whisper and tell him that I'm wearing the sexy undies, or I give him a little sneaker peeker, we both know what it means. But in the end, some guys don't care. All they're going to do is take it off anyway. In our society, every single underwear ad for women shows women in matched sets. So guys gain this expectation that it's simply how women, this is how we roll. Even though it's not usually the case. Karen is in her 30s and talks about her then ex-boyfriend and how he used to get offended when she wore certain kinds of underwear outside the house, not specifically for him either.
Chris was like so insecure about certain things. I'd be getting dressed in the morning and just say, "I'm gonna put on a thong." I know that's TMI, because I don't want my pant on.
Yeah. So
Bruce would say, "Why are you wearing a thong to work? You don't wear a thong for me." Like, serious. I'm not saying he's not saying in a joking way. He was like, "Well, you never wear anything like that."
You had to explain.
And I'm like, he was like, "Are you sure?" He was like, "I don't understand why you put on nice underwear to wear to work, or you put on nice underwear." I was like,
it makes you feel bad.
It does. I'm apologizing to you because I'm just putting on whatever. Like, dude, buy me something.
Right.
But I mean, for me, it was like all the time, something little like that.
And you had to explain it.
But let's get a man's point of view. I've asked a few guys their opinion if they really care or not.
The option of women wearing matching panties and bra, I think it's sexy. I think it's pretty nice, but it's not a major differentiator. It's not a game changer. It's not a deal breaker. It is cute. It just tells you that, oh, okay, well, she's takes care in what she does and what she wears. But again, it's not a deal breaker.
I don't think in the history of, you know, hetero matchups or whatever, any man's heart's ever been won or lost on lingerie coordination. That's just something strictly for yourselves. Nobody cares. That's really it. If they match, then it's okay, they match, and down they go. If they don't match, maybe somebody might kind of think to themselves, they don't match, and down they go. So it's the same. You end up in the same place. Nobody really cares.
Matching your underwear is thinking of an outfit for an outfit. I'll match it maybe once, twice a week, but really for my own pleasure. It just feels nice to look nice. What helps is I buy my bras and underwear in a very narrow range of colors so that it's not hard to match. So you always have the blacks, you always have the nudes, you always have the grays or some kind of dark color. It really boils down to what I grab that morning out of my drawer. After getting out of the shower, depending on my mood, depending on my outfit, maybe it's the season because summer demands more black and thongish or cheekish kind of stuff in my arsenal. And then lastly, of course, for every woman, it's the time of the month, which requires dark colors or some kind of boy short support. Next, you're going to hear from women who reveal they don't have time and they don't care if they match or not.
I don't even match half the time.
Right?
I cannot come out the house.
I've never been the one to match.
If my underwear bra did not match, I will stand out and find a pair. I'll be late for work.
What? You have a hat.
They got a match.
Yeah, they got a match.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yes. Bra, underwear, and socks.
No, yes. They have
to have some type of color.
I don't even know what underwear I have.
The socks have to match. They cannot be mismatched. I don't care if they're just white socks like that. I have to know that they have. They were a match.
Yes.
I won't wear them. I'll throw my
socks. That's probably OCD with us.
Yeah, I have matching. And then my everything has to match. Like, if I have on black, I got to have on black panties, black bra.
No.
If I have on green, I got to have on green underwear.
Green, you gotta have something to match.
Yes. What color you guys have on today?
I have on the sports thing, so they all match. Everything matches.
Yeah, my underwear black, my bra's black, and my panties got like a little white heart shape, and I got little hearts. And yeah, don't play that.
I'm sorry.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. That's just
I'm a sock fan, but they gotta match. Like,
so your mom never told you, like, as you were younger getting dressed, that your panties and undies had to match? You just kind of like,
I think I just picked that. Was just not my.
Well, she bought them for me that way. Actually, she bought them for me that way. Like, you back in the day, you know how like onesies would come on one hanger. Well, back in the day when she bought my bra and underwear, they would come together
because like they were do with a little
that, kids. I didn't get no bras. I put on the first bra and see in the first pair of panties. I don't have time for that.
I have OCD.
What type of underwear does she like? I asked these women what's in their drawer and why. Women do things in twos and threes, right? We go to the bathroom and we go shopping in twos and threes. So shopping for underwear together is an educational must.
Oh, well, you know, those little one-liners Victoria's Secret gives you, you can't resist buying those. I think I have some that says like totally and like sexy, you know, you gotta wear those, so.
Okay, how about you?
The same exact thing.
That's why you're friends, huh?
We shop together.
So every girl likes variety. Now stop, because I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about her panty drawer. Hear what Casey has in her stash. Are you just like her?
You're going to find some thongs. You're going to find some thongs. You're going to find some, you know, the big panties, the period panties, and regular everyday panties, you know.
What are your regular everyday?
Like, you can say the boys' shorts, comfortable, things like that.
It all stems from knowing your body type.
I like boy briefs or just anything with elastic, not really cotton, because I have a large derriere. So I want to hold it in and so that it doesn't jiggle too much, because you don't want to draw too much attention.
The Modern Edgy Urban Store is now officially open to all men and women with an edgy urban style and swag. Summer tees and greeting cards are now available online. Visit modernedgyurban.com or follow us on Instagram.
We tend to be the biggest creature of habits when it comes to our underwear and our mood. Do you gravitate towards a particular color underwear? Maybe it's 100% cotton, which is your classic breathable fabric that every kid grows up wearing. Amy is in her 20s and she's not afraid of white, even during that time of the month.
I usually wear striped ones, actually. Colorful striped ones.
Okay, colorful.
Yeah.
Is that to make you feel a little brighter?
Yeah, you know, gotta brighten the mood a little bit, yeah. So go with the colors.
Okay. I would like to wear black thongs.
And may I ask why? I think I know, but any reason?
Like if you were to, like leak, you know? Like, I mean, just for, like, safety, you know?
Never white panties during that time of month.
I agree. And, you know, the spillage.
You wear white? Yeah. I mean, like, I'm good about it, but like I know how to like control it. I mean, mine's usually the same like every month. So like I, you know, as long as you're prepared, I mean, wear the white pants.
Okay, I'm gonna dig a little deeper here. Like flow wise, like you don't get heavy?
I do, but like, I mean, like of course I won't wear it like the first day, but like once it's like a day in, like I will. Like I'm not afraid. Fearless.
Unlike Amy, Jamie will tell you dark colors is a safe place. Underwear can read like a mood ring. Each pair of panties have a specific meaning. It shows how you're feeling in that particular moment.
Dark colors, you know? I don't want to mess up my nice ones. You got to keep it clean, you know? I like black or dark burgundy or dark blue.
And who taught you that? Is that just something you discovered, like you didn't want that spillage action going, or is that...
My mom told me about that. She's like, you don't want to mess up your nice white ones or your other tans. You want to do like a nice dark color, do a nice large pad, you know, be safe.
What's your favorite period panty color, Girly Nation? These two girls are a testament of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They are hell-bent stuck on the colors that they choose for that time of the month.
You guys have a certain color, like period panties?
Mine are blue, mainly. I don't know why. I just feel blue, and my panties are blue.
Mine are black. Yeah, mine are black, too, and they're lacy. Because I don't... Oh. Because, you know, when you're wearing period panties, you have to wear pants regardless. And, I mean, I don't want my underwear line to show, so, like, they're... So that they're lacy, but they're, like, underwear, so they cover everything.
Wedgie-free sexy underwear. Going commando is the breathable way to accomplish no VPLs, and that's visible panty lines. Rachel is in her late 30s, and wearing thongs gives her sexy no VPL underwear feel. For those mothers who used to dress us up in those white cotton granny panties, why do you expect us to wear those for the rest of our life?
It's a thong, mom. What? Because I don't want the panty lines to show through the leggings. You don't want it to show.
Right.
Wear thongs.
Right.
And she's like, that's prostitute clothing. Not an underwear. Change that. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, mom, you're so old school. Yeah. You know, my mom's just like yelling at me.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, you need to simmer down, Pearly. But it was so embarrassing. She's like,
old school.
Old school.
Yeah, she's traditional old school.
This is, you know, like, it makes sense. You don't want the VPL. Nobody wants the visible panty line. Come
yeah,
on.
Right. I mean, doesn't she see all the thongs hanging in the stores?
I don't know what she sees.
It's like, an option. Yeah. Like, you go into Target. It's an option. It's not hiding.
Yeah. No. She just flipped out. At this, I think I was like, perhaps like 19 or 20. I was not a child.
Right.
Like, I wasn't like 13.
Right. Right. You're a grown ass woman.
Yeah.
Right.
Every woman should consider going commando as part of her daily routine. You got 99 panty problems, but wearing none ain't one. Let's be honest. If you're scared of leaking and sweating down your leg, then just go commando at night. Jackie's in her 30s, and going commando is a ritual, especially in the summer.
There's really no rhyme or reason as to why I go commando in the summer, mainly because it's hot, it's sticky, it's sweaty. It's just super uncomfortable to have underwear stuck to your coochie in the summertime. It's too hot for that. So you just let it sweat out and chill, let the air hit it, you know, so that it doesn't get all sticky to your underwear. It's just gross. It's just better to wear none at all. Some people think it's disgusting, but for me, it's comfortable. It's just, you know, 100 degrees and nobody wants underwear stuck to them. I don't like silk underwear in particular because those create extra juices that I don't need. And plus, underwear and heat create a stench. You don't want your coochie to be stinking either. So you put underwear, you put heat, you put juices. It's just, that's nasty. It's going to have a smell to it. You don't want that either. You don't want no yeast infection.
If you're going commando, take heed to the following. If you're wearing workout tights, leggings, or jeggings, girl, be careful of that camel toe. Up the bathroom breaks to ensure dryness, and then take heed to wherever you sit down so that all your precious lady bits are covered and protected. Okay, wedgies. Everybody, and this is male or female, has had one. I've never worn a thong that didn't feel like I constantly had a wedgie. I mean, come on, how do you get around that? Tired of your underwear going up your butt or riding up your butt all day? We've all looked for that private place where nobody's looking. Maybe it was that trip to the bathroom that guarantees your privacy. Or maybe you decided that you were riding solo in that elevator and now was a good time to just dig and pull. Sound familiar? So these are a few tips, maybe like do's and don'ts to wearing underwear or finding that underwear with the right fit. Number one, maybe it's just too big. Number two, maybe it's too small and your panty lines end up showing. You know, when you look at women and you see that like indentation on your butt coming through their pants or their skirt, it just shows like you have two cheeks on each side, which makes it look like you have four altogether. Anyway, bottom line, it's not cute. Maybe it's the fabric and it makes you itchy because it's not breathable. Maybe it's the seams that dig in your poom poom or the sides of your poom poom and you're constantly like moving and adjusting in your seat just so that you can feel comfortable. Maybe the fabric is not breathable and you end up with bacterial or yeast infections. These are all the underwear do's and don'ts that are all too familiar, at least to me, so I thought I'd share them with you guys. Celebrating embarrassment means a few things in my world. One, you're empowering others not to repeat your mistakes. Two, it's educational, right? We celebrate the good, the bad decisions germane to every human being out there who's in a similar position. And then lastly, you can't exit stage left. This is a curtain call to all the sensitive topics you're too shy, nervy, or embarrassed to ask. But girly, I'm not. We are all underwear chameleons. Not only does underwear reflect our mood or personality, but really how we feel that day. We also take in consideration our body type. A curvy-hipped woman has different needs to a petite-sized woman who likes wearing a low-rise bikini underwear. Then our age, right? We think of body shape, pregnancy, weight gain, all the things that come into play when we age. And then there's an occasion. Maybe it's an anniversary, a honeymoon, or something like Valentine's Day, where we do something a little special for a significant other. And then what's most wicked comfortable? Some of us can't stand dental floss up our butt, so we choose the perfect fit for our body type. On the flip side, what does no underwear or song brief say about you? Some people's immediate reaction to this is really two letters, P-U. And others enjoy this lifestyle and see it as freeing themselves, especially on a hot summer's day or during a sweaty workout. If anything else, every woman should incorporate a little commando while asleep. It's a great way to achieve a good pH level, ladies, especially if you're prone to yeast infections. The best way to do it is at night when you go to bed. People have a lucky pair of underwear. Some buy for special occasions. Maybe we're just creatures of habit and we just stick with what we know. We don't break any patterns. That's me for sure. I mean, if you look at my drawer, I probably have 50 pairs of underwear at least. Do I wear all of them? No. Do I wear my favorites? Yes. Do I know the ones that irk me? Yes. Do I wear them with intentional purposes? Yes. Do I avoid some? Yes. Do I throw out the ones that I don't like? Yes and no. Do I recycle and reuse? Most of you are like, well, this is the bottom line. As long as my underwear are clean, it really doesn't matter. Who has all the time for that, right? And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls show. I may suggest things that make you say, has Nina lost her mind? Trust me, girlies, and guys too, there's always a reason why I make a suggestion and ask you questions that may push you out of your comfort zone. But know this, it's never random. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Help me spread the word, peeps. Was this episode really good for you? Because I've got some future ones planned over the next few months. But before I go ahead and do that, I want to make sure if what I'm covering is useful to you. Would you just do me a big favor? Connect with me on social media. If you're on Twitter, guess what? So am I. Use the handle at Nina Beeble. Come over and say hi or tweet me a message about this episode. But enjoy your Tuesday and tune in later this week for another episode of Morning Sip. Let's remember to keep it 100. I keep it real and I keep it true. Smooches!